Hi, GWA Backstage. It's currently 4 in the afternoon where I am right now, and I'm really, really bored. So I thought, I thought I should answer a questionnaire. So it's my first time posting an audio here. So I found this questionnaire posted by Para Bailar Labamba, and I haven't really read the questions yet, but I know it's gonna be awesome because there's food involved, and when there's food, I'm definitely gonna be there. So here we go. excuse me, by the way, sorry for the background sounds. Yeah, afternoons here gets kind of noisy, so yeah, sorry about that. Okay, here we go. Number one, starting off with the most basic and predictable of questions: what is your favorite food and your favorite thing to drink, alcoholic or otherwise? Favorite food, definitely burgers and fries. Yes, I love burgers so much, it's not even funny. And drink, I'm not that much a fan of drinks. Like, I pretty much drink anything. So yeah. Number two, conversely, what is your least... Okay, did you just hear the rooster? It's the afternoon and he won't shut up. Okay, so yeah. Number two, conversely, what is your least favorite food? Something you have put in your mouth and immediately regretted doing so. The first thing that came into my mind is blue cheese. Yeah, I have bad experience with blue cheese. Number three, what is your favorite cuisine and why? Does your favorite food belong to it? Oh my, this is kind of a hard question. Favorite cuisine? I really want to say Italian, but I also like Asian foods because I'm Asian. And so I guess, yeah, I'm going with Italian. And does my favorite food belong to it? No. Number four, oh no, after a traumatic brain injury, your tongue can only detect one of the five main tastes: sweet, sour, bitter, salty, or umami. Which sense of taste do you hope remains? Keep in mind that spice is technically a sensation. Yeah. Sweet, sour. Oh, I hope sweet remains. Really, I mean, I'm a sucker for sweet and salty stuff. But yeah, between sweet and salty, I'm definitely gonna choose sweet. Because, oh wait, but cookies can be salty sometimes. Oh no, this is... But yeah, I'm going with sweet. Number five, what is something that you've eaten that most people would find really, really strange, unusual, or even disgusting? And where did you eat it? Am I allowed to say isaw? I mean, here it's pretty common to eat, to like isaw. But yeah, I think if... Oh, and dinuguan, I guess. Where did I eat it? My grandparents made the bomb dinuguan. And isaw, it's pretty much anywhere. It's a street food, so every time I see an isaw, I really, really need to buy one. So, oh, and wait, I guess I have to explain what is an isaw. Isaw is, what do you call it? It's the intestine, yeah. Chicken or pork intestine, I'm not sure what's the one that I like. I just know what it looks like. And dinuguan is made of pig's blood, but it's really, really, really good. 6. When it comes to food, what is your guilty pleasure? Guilty pleasure. I don't feel guilty eating anything because why? It's hard. I guess I'll have to say something. No, I can't decide. I really can't decide a guilty pleasure because I don't feel guilty eating anything. I feel bad eating junk foods, but yeah, I don't feel guilty. Does that even make sense? Anyways, it's 7. What is the most indulgent, sumptuous, or otherwise extravagant dish or meal you've ever eaten? Was it for a special occasion? Oh my god. Now I'm blanking out. Oh no. Why am I thinking of steak? But no. I guess extravagant dish or meal I've ever eaten. I'm sorry if I'm taking too long to answer. I can't think of anything right now. Okay, that was loud. Wait. I got one. Lobster. But yeah, it wasn't that extravagant, but lobster can be pricey, and I remember not liking it that much. Was it for a special occasion? I guess you can say it was a special occasion because I was on vacation that time, and I just have to try those lobsters. Yeah. Okay. 8. In a typical day, how many meals do you eat? Do you snack throughout the day? Well, if I'm not feeling lazy, I usually eat 2 meals a day, lunch and dinner, but I eat snacks like in the afternoon and midnight, and some sometimes if I wake up early, I have breakfast. So yeah, I kind of eat a lot. 9. Would you rather have dinner for breakfast or breakfast for dinner? Breakfast for dinner. Bagel and cream cheese is considered breakfast, right? And I'm pretty sure I've ate bagel and cream cheese for dinner, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner before. Yeah, I'm obsessed. I have a problem. So, 10. When you've just had a super shitty day, what is the one comfort food that will always lift your mood? It used to be soft swirl ice cream, but now definitely brownies or cookies. Yeah. I want brownies and cookies. Number 2. Do you have any dietary restrictions, be they for medical, ethical, religious, or economic reasons? I guess I'm lucky to say that I don't have any. I think I used to be allergic to too much salty food, but now not anymore, I guess. Or maybe I'm still kinda am, but yeah. Yeah. Can you cook? Well, if not, would you like to be able to? If you can, is there anything you'd like to be able to do better? Well, I mean, I can't cook well. I really can't cook well, but I'm a really great helper. Yep. Would I like to be? Of course, I want to be able to cook well. I really want to, but yeah, I'm lazy and I'm not proud of that, by the way. And I love food so much, so that's why I want to. Okay, I'm rambling. 13. Okay, wait, really? Number 13? Would you like to be? Yeah, number 13. If you can cook, who, what taught you? Parents, sibling, books, videos, TV, self-taught. I mean, I can. Frying stuff is considered cooking, right? So let's say I can cook, but my mom used to cook a lot, but now she's gotten so busy and she doesn't have enough time to cook. But I used to be her little helper. Every time she cooks and she bakes, I'm always annoying her, like asking her what I can do and tasting stuff. And yeah, so my mom. Number 14. What is your favorite food to make? Pasta, because for me that's the easiest thing I can make. Like maybe it's considered cheating, but hey, at least I tried. I use the pre-made sauce ones, and I just add like a bunch of stuff like fish and yeah. So Number 15. What meal is a staple in your household? Fish and rice, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, definitely fish and rice. Sexy questions. Number 16. You're making dinner to impress a lady guy for a date, hoping that they'll stay the night. What do you cook? Definitely pasta, because that's the easiest thing that I know is foolproof, and pasta is kinda sexy, right? Right? Number 17. Assuming the date goes well, what would you make for your date the morning after? Eggs and bacon. Because all I have to do is fry, and that's the only thing I'm good at, frying and boiling pasta. or wait, maybe toast and cream cheese and bagel. Yeah, I'm thinking of things that I like. Number 18. Similarly, have you ever thought about seducing someone by cooking for them completely naked or wearing nothing but an apron? With this, I have never thought of doing that, because I'm pretty sure I'll end up looking awkward, especially me, who just figure things out as I cook, like, yeah. So that will probably not end well, but this approach would definitely work on me. Okay, yeah. A naked guy and food involved, oh, heaven. 19. Which is better, sex in the bedroom or sex in the kitchen? Ooh, I don't know. Let's just skip that question for now. Number 20. Have you ever tried an aphrodisiac like oysters, honey, chocolate, watermelon to see if it actually worked? I eat a lot of oysters and chocolate and watermelon, and I don't think it works, or I wasn't just paying attention. I'll definitely check it next time. 21. Have you ever used a cooking oil, coconut, olive butter, as a personal lubricant? How did it go? Nope, never. And I'm too scared to try. Number 22. Have you ever used food in a sexual encounter, licking chocolate, honey, or ripping off a partner, using a phallic food to masturbate, doing body shots, eating sushi off a naked body? Nope. Number 23. If freaking rooster won't stop being noisy. Okay, number 23. Thank you very much. Number 23. If you could date the personification of any food, what food would you date? And I love this question. If I could the personification of any food, what would you date? Definitely a medium rare burger. Yeah. Number 24. Name a sex act and a food item that you wish you tried sooner. You tried once and never would again. You can't live it out. Makes you feel all warm and fuzzy and happy when you're done. Oh my gosh. I don't think I can answer this, because Okay, I'm gonna be honest, I'm pretty inexperienced in the sex department. I know. I guess I'll try answering the food item. You wish I tried sooner? I'm thinking of all the foods. Oh, I guess pesto on everything. Like, I've been obsessing with pesto. Like, I really put it everything. Pesto and everything makes everything better. So yeah, you tried once and never would again. Bitter melon. I didn't try it once. I was forced to eat it a lot of times when I was young, and even now I am still being forced to try bitter melon. But yeah, I just can't like it. Just can't find the appeal. I can't live without death. I say definitely a lot. So, yes. definitely meat. I love meat a lot. Yeah. Oops. Make you feel all warm and fuzzy and happy when you're down. When you're done. Wow, when you're down. Oh, warm brownies and warm chocolate chip cookies with vanilla ice cream on top. I feel like after eating that, I can die a happy girl. Okay, so I guess that's it. I don't know how to end this. Okay, hope you guys had fun listening, I guess. So yeah, talk to you guys soon. Okay. Ending it. Bye.